When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1923, Calm Your Anxiety with a Self-Awareness Journal by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you from articles, book excerpts, and more every day, including holidays, for over 5 years, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. And a happy St. Patrick's Day if you're listening in real time, and a happy birthday to my sister, wishing her a nice and peaceful one. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Calm Your Anxiety with a Self-Awareness Journal by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. I hung my head. There just didn't feel like a way I could keep up with everything. That's when I hung up the phone and hopped into the next meeting. I just didn't have time to think about it right now. I need to make more time, was my first thought. Then I thought about a quote I recently read. Most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important. Stephen R. Covey. I wasn't making conscious choices with my time, so I decided to make a change. I decided to start with the basics. I would ask myself a simple question that I don't ask myself enough throughout the day. How am I feeling right now? This question opened me up to so much that I was ignoring before. I noticed that I fell into the habit my father modeled for me. He would just push his feelings aside and ignore them until they went away. I would just tackle the next task instead of acknowledging what was going on inside of me. I still do this quite a bit. By journaling about the present moment and how I felt, I revealed new parts of myself that I didn't even realize were there. That's when meditation really started clicking for me. My expectations. I had been meditating for years, but now I was really tuning in, and I'll admit it was quite painful. Instead of ignoring my grumpiness, I now was peeling away the layers and asking myself, why? Why was I grumpy? I noticed most of the time my grumpiness was due to my expectations. I expected to get to work faster. I expected my client to be on time. I expected my son to listen to me. Some of these expectations are valid, but they are just expectations nonetheless. It was up to me to decide if I wanted these expectations to dictate my happiness. The practice of meditation made keeping my awareness journal possible. I don't think I would have been able to tune into these thoughts and feelings without sitting down for 10 minutes a day to meditate. The cool part was that my awareness journal also helped my meditation practice. When a thought came in, I didn't just push it away. I thanked it and played with it for a bit before letting go. That's the beauty of mindset training. It gets easier to put your focus on what matters instead of letting the situation dictate your mood. Awareness journal. When you start your awareness journal, you want to keep track of your thoughts and how they trigger your emotions. It's our emotions that many of us need to work with. It's what gives us the feedback that shows us how we are growing or not growing as we would like. As you work through your thoughts and feelings to appreciate the difficult situation, you are learning how to appreciate your thoughts and feelings and not let them sweep you away into a negative space. When you start your awareness journal, I suggest that you keep it with you at first. After the first week, you should be able to remember and write these moments down at the end of your day. Your entries should look something like this. I was frustrated when my son ignored my request. I was overwhelmed when I was late to work and stuck at a red light. I was happy when my teammate thanked me for helping him with his presentation. The more detail, the better. This process will help you discover new parts of yourself that you've never noticed before. As you progress, You can use the awareness journal to understand how you feel in certain situations. By tuning into your body, you'll begin to notice these sensations quicker and not let them run you over. You notice them and dance with them. Some more advanced awareness journal entries may look something like this. I was frustrated when my son ignored my request. I could feel the tension in my chest. I was overwhelmed when I was late to work and stuck at a red light. I could feel my left foot tapping in irritation as I waited for the light to turn green. I was happy when my teammate thanked me for helping him with his presentation. I could feel the pride tingle in my forehead. The most amazing part of an awareness journal is that life becomes more joyful. It's like running out onto a field to play soccer and knowing you're going to have fun because you've been preparing for this moment and you are ready. I played tennis as a kid, and the better I got, the more I enjoyed the game. The game slowed down and I could anticipate many of the opponent's next moves. Unfortunately, I didn't have very fast feet, so I didn't do well at the college level. I'm glad now because I've focused on writing, research, and coaching others in their lives. You might feel this when you play a video game. The first few days are very hard, and then it gets easier. You begin to master the ins and outs of the game. This is what happened to me with the awareness journal. It allowed me to play in a different level and relax just a bit more. My anxiety has stopped dictating my enjoyment of a situation, and I'm much more present and aware of everything going on. Try an awareness journal for just 30 days. This process does come with some emotional pain. When you notice thoughts and feelings and dive into them, it can get uncomfortable, but the more you do it, the more you calm your anxiety and learn about yourself. When you reduce your fear, this helps you become the person that you are meant to be. You just listened to the post titled Calm Your Anxiety with a Self-Awareness Journal by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And thank you to Carl. Dig to Fly is his new site name, changed from bringgratitude.com. And great points in this article. If you have some formal training with meditation, you might be familiar with some talks about expectations and how that can create suffering in our minds. Because if you think about it, if you're able to go into any situation with more of a beginner's mind, no expectations and really just seeing what happens, then you couldn't really be let down because it's a new experience that you're just taking in with no preconceived notions. Now, actually, going into every situation or living in beginner's mind is likely impossible, but it's something to keep in mind, no pun intended, that if we frequently put high expectations on certain situations and then we're disappointed, and taking it a step further, that disappointment leads to mental anguish or even worse, causes us to lash out on others, for example, then we've taken it to a whole different level just because something didn't meet an expectation that we invented in our minds, like a perfect ideal scenario we for some reason thought would happen. So we should be careful of that because it can really affect so many aspects of our day-to-day lives, including others. And what Carl mentioned, journaling, can be a great way to tune in and catch ourselves in these situations and diffuse them before they explode. So if you're willing to try journaling, this could be an interesting place to start. In any case, let me know what works for you and benefits your life. I'm all ears. And with that, thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.